about, that's just about how tall. You just caught the high water by a couple of minutes. So he's taken the ebb tide all the way down to Harwich, but unfortunately he'll be pushing it all the way back. So we'll worry about that later on. That pile of salmon just gone past, that's all dredged out in the North Sea. Dredge has come here and put that ashore. And that's scraped it out and goes for various purposes, building and road building, etc, etc. The next heap down, that's all granite chippings. You'll come here from Norway. There's a small coaster comes here on a regular run and deposits them. Just on the left hand side, there was a tank above. That's where the tankers come in and load their cargoes. Petrol or dirt or paraffin. We don't do any petrol through Ipswich anymore. Haven't done petrol there for several years now. Over on the right, Celine. That's the Roro ship that runs the service between here and Rotterdam. We've got two Roro berths, only one ferry on the run at the moment. It's, two new ferries being built. They'll be here about apart beginning this next year. They're all going to be all singing, all dancing. And then when they get here, they'll resume the service to Zeebrugge. This ship has just gone past the left hand side, he's loading grain. There's a good view of how they load the grain down through the nozzle. So he's completely fully loaded. It actually looks like he's slightly overloaded at the moment. He's way above his marks. So she'll be away very shortly. They don't know where they're going to. She's probably off to Spain, that's one of their regular routes. On the left hand side, you see some lorries and bits of plant and all sorts of things stacked up on the quay. They're all waiting to go off to the Caribbean. We're about four or five ships a month come here and they all scrap cars, lorries, diggers, etc, etc. And they all go back to the Caribbean. So if you go to the Caribbean, have a holiday, don't get a taxi because probably an MOT phone has come out of Ipswich. So, plenty of them go over there. I don't know what their big generators on the quay for. It's probably going to be loaded on the ship as well. But you can see they've got a few containers lying around. They're all empties. It's just been stored. It's a very difficult job for container companies to find anywhere they can store empty boxes. They're using a bit of the quay over there. They're using some of that. Over the right, they're all piles of timber. They will come here by ships from Scandinavia or the old Soviet Union. All softwood. There is a treatment plant on the quay there to pressure treat them. But a lot of it is just shipped out as it comes in. It's got about six or eight ships a week come here with timber. They try and find any available space and stick it anywhere they can find a little hole to store it in. Shipping is generally quite quiet at the moment. As you can see, the port's quite empty. So it comes and goes like that. You get one day there's not a single ship in the port, the next day it's completely full. So it doesn't take long to turn an empty port into a full port or vice versa. This berth on the left hand side, the cement berth. It's about four ships a week come in here and discharge cement. It's all stored in that shed. Pump it out of the ships and then pump it into the sheds. There's all pipes leading into the sheds for various parts to store it in. And so that's discharged. That's all the bulk cement. Quite